Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today in the church, we celebrate the feast of St. Timothy and St. Titus. And how we come to know who St. Timothy and St. Titus are is we read of them in scripture. We have the letter of Timothy and letter of Titus in the New Testament, and also St. Paul speaks of them often. And kind of what we know of them is that they were converts to the faith through their relationship with St. Paul. And they worked with him on this mission and evangelization of the church and the Gentiles early on, knowing that they were converted to the faith as early as like AD 47, so not long after Christ had died. So they were kind of these immediate successors of spreading the gospel news to people. But what I think is beautiful about them sharing a feast day, and also, in particular, their relationship with Paul, which their feast day follows, the feast of Paul's conversion, that they're all kind of clumped together at the end of January here. And the main thing I want to focus on about them is their friendship of faith. And kind of this reality that when they were going out to share the gospel, they often lived together and traveled together, and shared and spoke together, and most likely challenged one another, and corrected one another, and had this fraternity and this love for one another. And something I was struck by today is I was reading a book, and it was talking about the fraternity of the priesthood and spending time and adoration and sharing meals together in these different realities. And it really talked about just this necessity of those who are teaching the people of Christ to live together in community, and to build one another up and to encourage one another. And although as the laity, or as a step down from that, kind of, we are also called to this fraternal friendship, this encouragement, because we are all being invited into this mission that it is to spread the gospel to our world. And today, it can look very complicated because our friendships, one of my favorite realities that I hear from young people is that they're busy. We're all so incredibly busy. We have so many things going on. It's very difficult to maintain relationships and friendships. And if we do, it kind of just has to do with like what we're a part of right now, what activities we're doing. But oftentimes it's from one thing to the next of what we're doing. But I'm struck as I talk to students, and everyone's lives are in a different place, but as I talk to high school students, oftentimes when we spend an hour just sitting down, drinking coffee, and speaking with them, what I often learn about them is that their greatest struggle is having a relationship and a friendship of faith, having others who desire the same thing as them, and others who are striving to know and love Christ. Although our world is more connected than ever with social media and all these things, we are farther than we probably ever could be from one another. And we all recognize that poverty. Everyone recognizes the loneliness of the world today. And if you ask your parents' generation, or if you look to the generation above you, the comment often is that our generations, or the younger generations, don't communicate. I definitely can understand that as a young adult. But today I want to cause us to ponder, what does it mean to have authentic fraternal friendship? And kind of look around you and ask yourself, what is my authentic fraternal friendship? And, you know, for married couples, that might exist within your own immediate family. And within young people, like, we might have to look around our community and around others. But the church is intended to be a community, right? Liturgy, the highest form of prayer, is intended to be celebrated as a community. Since the church began, we had these communities of faith that were built together. And some of my greatest places of formation, if I think back to my years in being a part of the Totus Tuus community, being a part of like young missionaries, the young adults of the Sioux Falls Diocese, these were the places that my faith was so deeply formed because I had these people to keep me accountable and to continue to push me forward. And even think as I live in mission now with my teammates on Lumen Christi, we eat our meals together, we live together, and we go on mission together, and just the importance of what it is to have one another as we move forward in faith. And that all those relationships have their struggles, right? St. Titus, one of his jobs for St. Paul was he was supposed to go to a community and kind of like deliver the bad news of what St. Paul had to tell them because they were kind of acting disorderly. He kind of had to sort out some problems and like get through a difficult situation. And we all have that in our own lives. But to take comfort that this is how we move forward as a church. It's how we move forward as a people of Christ, is together, as that there is the particular relationship that we have with Christ, but to even more so receive this universal reality as a church that we're moving together. So today I want you to ponder where that community, where that authentic fraternal friendship is. What is that for you, or where could God be inviting you to receive that? For young people, it might be this like search and this looking for a community or in our parish or church. And for married couples, it might be looking for other married couples living in their faith. And if we don't see those communities in our parish families, maybe we're the ones who start those communities. One of my favorite conversations with my mom and her being in a small town parish in South Dakota is I often tell her, we often talk about needing authentic friendship, and I often am pushing her to, you know, take that initiative of like, well, throw something in the bulletin, you know, start something. And not be afraid to put ourselves out there and trust the movements of what the Lord is placing us in prayer. Trust what he's allowing, because he does not want us to be on mission alone. He does not desire us to walk towards him all by ourselves. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that you comfort us, that you help us recognize all those who are with us on mission with you, Lord, that you send each person listening a person of authentic friendship, that they may confide in and know they are loved and move forward to share the gospel with all those around them. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.